Usually, when a legal team wins a case in an appellate court, they're not begging the Supreme Court to give it another look. But Kitchen v. Herbert has always been a different case. On Thursday, the landmark same-sex marriage case took another turn towards the Supreme Court. Just a few days ago, Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes and the state of Utah petitioned the Supreme Court to hear the case. Now, the plaintiffs in favor of same-sex marriage have announced that they, too, would like their case to be heard at the nation's highest court. One might question the wisdom of this move, so I called Kate Kendall of the National Council for Lesbian Rights to help explain the plaintiffs' rationale. Her group is helping to represent the six plaintiffs in the case.
We know that the only way this issue is going to be finally resolved is when the U.S. Supreme Court issues a final opinion on marriage equality nationwide. Even if we were to see a partial victory in the Tenth Circuit, for example, the stay could still stay in place for some time. There could still be more jockeying. Our clients certainly want a victory for themselves. But beyond that, they want a victory for every same-sex couple and family that has labored under the stigma, the degradation, the indignity of not having their relationship recognized and respected by the government.
From your perspective, is it conceivable that the Supreme Court won't hear this case? And what do you do if that happens? How devastating would that be?
Well, there are a number of cases the court could take. And what we ultimately want is resolution on the issue of marriage nationwide. We think, and this is the one issue where we agree with the attorneys representing the state of Utah, we think the Utah case is a very attractive vehicle for doing that. And we think it's a perfect case to be used to decide that question.
Right. So you do feel that the Supreme Court will take some case, if not this case?
It is conceivable, to use your word, Ryan, that they might not take any case, that if they're the Supreme Court, they can do whatever they want. I think that is unlikely. I think the avalanche of cases and the pressure for people to get a resolution on this issue and the widespread public support to end this discrimination is present and has all coalesced to make it exactly the right time for the court to take a case and resolve this issue once and for all.
Just looking back at the DOMA case and the Prop 8 case, the court split is fairly predictable given what last year's rulings told us. Does that predictability, does that play into your confidence here asking for this hearing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you know, I would certainly not predict victory. I am hopeful that the case is very compelling. Circumstances are compelling. National attitudes and public support, the court's pronouncements, the majority rulings in Windsor particularly, and that same majority that ruled in other cases involving LGBT rights. You know, this is a court where we feel like we can convince a majority that it offends every principle that we say we stand for as a nation to take a category of people and completely fence them off from protections and security that everyone else enjoys. I think the time is right, and I am very hopeful that we would be able to certainly command the 5 votes we need and perhaps even more than that. You want to be on the right side of history on a question that is maybe the civil rights issue of maybe a generation, and I'm hoping we would see that on this court.
Just one more question. Chief Justice John Roberts, during the hearings for Proposition 8 in DOMA, kind of suggested that maybe the country wasn't ready for same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage is a fairly new institution. Do you feel like Americans are ready for same-sex marriage? And do you think that Chief Justice John Roberts would see it that way?
I think we have seen just a breathtaking sea change in public support and embrace for the idea of marriage equality for all couples. And I think we've even seen that, you know, in my home state there of Utah. The number of people that you might not expect who feel like, if we live in a constitutional democracy that promises equality and justice to all, to not provide marriage equality to all committed couples offends those principles. And we need to walk the talk if we say we stand for justice. I actually think the nation is ready, and I'm hoping that in his role as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts would be on the right side of history and would join the other justices in ending this discrimination once and for all.
That was Kate Kendall, Executive Director of the National Council for Lesbian Rights, explaining why she and the six Utah plaintiffs would like to see their case, or any case on same-sex marriage bans, be heard at the Supreme Court.